Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where it's allegedly the more light-hearted part of the offering. Here with Peter Watson from Watson's Wi-Fi. How are you today, Peter?
Very well, thank you very much for a wonderful introduction.
Yes, it's better than the other one, which I was saying, because I was trying to nick that that joke. Well, it's not even a joke, really, from Bob Monkhouse, where he said, about you saying that you're going to be a comedian and nobody laughed, or they did laugh, but they're not laughing now.
You know, something like that. No, exactly. Brilliant timing.
Exactly, yes,
brilliant,
exactly.
Brilliant timing.
That's why I didn't say it.
It's a good job you didn't say that.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly, yes.
So today I was thinking of talking about various things. One, on the macro front, I was thinking of talking about new presidents, because this week has been a week of new presidents. Then I was also going to talk about the UK consumer as well, which sounds pretty depressing. And then was going to finish off with a little bit of chat on Snapchat. So there you go. But on the macro front, new president. So this week it was all dominated by Macron winning and Le Pen losing. So really, I guess the topics of conversation are going to be: is he a lamb to the slaughter, given that he's never been in this kind of office before, or is he going to be a breath of fresh air? So I think he's going to face an uphill struggle anyway, as we saw with.
I think we're going to talk about lamb, spring lamb, and then his wife is old mutton or something. I thought you were going to do that, but you didn't.
You're going down that road.
I've finished now.
All right, okay. Anyway, so he's going to struggle, I think. He's wanting to do things like abandoning the 35-hour week, limiting redundancy awards by tribunals, and also cutting corporate taxes. Given all the protests and stuff that happened immediately after his election, and also the kind of disaffection really with the French electorate, he's gonna have a tough job. So we'll have to see how he does. If he doesn't manage to control the unions, he's toast, I think. Then elsewhere, we've got South Korea. We have Jae-in Moon is in as president. He obviously replaces the impeached president in the election, and he was by the runaway favourite, in the run-up. The important things about him is he's more conciliatory towards North Korea, which I imagine that places like Japan, etc., will find a little bit unnerving. But less pro-US than his impeached predecessor. So, interesting, a little bit more stability perhaps in the region, but we'll just have to see how it goes.
Okay.
Then, in UK consumer, we had obviously the Bank of England's quarterly report out yesterday, made gloomy reading for consumers. Obviously, consumers have been responsible for the growth of the economy for the last few years. Looks like that's going to come to a halt. The thing is, though, this has been well flagged, this report, the contents of the report have been well flagged, and it also backs up recent bearish kind of surveys by BDO and accountancy body, ICAEW? There you go. So I'm trying to have to remember which
great,
way around.
They're great ones. People, really.
Yes,
great fun.
The bean counter, the fun bean counters.
Yeah.
So actually, if you kind of split it down into areas of consumption, so on real estate, there've been some other figures as well this week. So you've had Halifax figures that have showed house prices have been flat for the last 4 months. And also a recent RICS survey, which showed that buyer inquiries have been drying up over the last 3 months as well. Obviously that's not great news there. If you're a renter, however, there's some good news, because figures out this week from the biggest tenant referencing company in the UK called Homelet, they showed that London rents have fallen for the first time since 2009, and they're generally flat elsewhere. So
I'm negotiating in the next few weeks, so that's a good
thing. There
statistic.
You go.
Homelet, I'm going to quote.
Well, you can quote that if you want.
I will.
Yeah, I'll let you have it. I'll give you this afterwards.
Okay, thank you.
So then other than that, retail sales, there was some some figures out from the British Retail Consortium earlier on this week. They were talking about underlying retail sales being weak despite having a boost from Easter. And then there is the I'm sure you all have heard of them, Cambria Automobiles. The chief executive of this car dealer, which actually was in the papers, because it's got 31 dealerships across the country, so I guess is some kind of yardstick. But anyway, the chief executive of that was saying that he thinks we've hit the peak of new car demand, and that's all been due to Brexit, election and inflation worries. So you heard it from Cambria Automobiles. The top is here.
So what's his name?
I've forgotten his name.
Arthur Daly.
It could be, yeah. Could be, yeah. So, what, are you after a new motor?
I don't drive, actually.
You don't?
No.
Ah, right. Well, I suppose you've got a chauffeur, haven't you?
That's
so,
right, yeah.
So, apart from that, then, on the company-specific stuff, I thought I'd pick on Snap, as in, you know...
How are they doing? Making money?
Yeah, doing really, really well. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely nailing it. Well, actually not. Results disappointed on all levels. Sluggish user base growth. ARPU down 14% since the final quarter of last year. I mean, I just it's a terrible thing. I think what has happened
there.
Yeah,
but you've got Evan Spiegel. He's he's such a he's an eligible bachelor. I mean, what else? I mean, nothing else matters, does it?
Yeah. I mean, he's
a billionaire at the age of 25.
Yeah.
It just makes you sick, doesn't it? Really, you wouldn't want him to fail, really, would you?
Not at all. Not at all. I would wish nothing but the best for a lovely entrepreneurial young man who is an example to us all.
It takes a lot of effort to lose that amount of money.
It certainly does. It certainly does. But I mean, he preferred to, funnily enough, emphasise more on the positive side. So he said the number of snaps have gone up 20% since the Q3 of last year, and the average amount of time spent on the app is now standing at 30 minutes. But the problem is it's not making money, and at the moment it looks like it's pretty limited in terms of what it can do. So I think really, as I said before, I'm criminal in terms of what they've done. You know, so it's coming out with such poor figures so soon after an IPO, where they will have gone round to all the investors and had all the calls and said, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and then just come out straight afterwards and say, actually, things aren't...
Yeah, but they've always been open. They're valued at 50 times losses. I've said it on the programme before. They've said that they lose money, and the market said, this is how much you're worth. You're worth 50 times that amount.
It's just
and also, the value in the company is not... It's the user. It's each user is worth $200.
Apparently.
So that's why these people are the salt of the earth.
Yes, I'm sure. Yeah, but anyway, I guess you could look at it now as an investment opportunity. I mean, it's come off a lot.
Tax loss, I think.
Yes, you could. I mean, again, it's a bit like. Well, I guess I personally think it's a bit like Tesla in this front. In that you either invest now, and
at least
then
with Tesla, you've got something you can like sit in it and you
can
drive around.
Yes, that is true.
You can do stuff. But here, what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, you're going to take the videos and send them to your friends before they disappear. Not your friends, but anyway. So, do you believe the hype and invest in what you think they might do in the future, or do you think it's a lying one-trick pony that will die a nasty death?
So it's a pony with a one-trick pony without the trick part. I think is the problem.
Yes. Yes. So anyway, I think really what they need to do is they have to innovate very, very quickly. Otherwise,
yeah. But then Facebook and everybody else, they just steal their ideas.
They do, and that's the thing, is because obviously Facebook could just look at what works with them and quickly sort of.
That's what they've been doing.
Exactly.
Legend.
What they've done. Yes. Well, obviously they've. It's just so coincidental, isn't it? They've been developing similar things in parallel, in a parallel universe, and just happened to release them. But anyway. They can just pick the best stuff, copy it, and then monetize it before Snap does anything. So we'll just have to see. I'm not massively hopeful, but I hope I'm wrong.
Apparently there's a joke section coming up.
Apparently so, yeah. So anyway, I just wondered, have you ever had to resign?
I have, in an employment scenario, yeah. Yes.
Enjoyed it?
Well, no, not really. No, for some reason, no.
Sometimes it can be very, very liberating. I mean, one of my friends, a recruiter, told me of a temp who resigned. The temp resigned by throwing his tea at a colleague, stomping out of the office, getting in his car, winding the window down, and as he sped through the security barrier, throwing his security pass at the security guard. Which is good, but not quite as good as this resignation letter. So to give it its true meaning, it's written by a Scottish lady. Now, you have a Scottish background, so I was hoping you could read it to the viewers.
Well, I think the only
a nice loud voice.
They're actually right. The way they've spelled Job is correct.
Yes,
but that's about
it.
All I'm going to do. So the job's crap, and I'll no be back after June 30th. So you've never heard a Scottish posh person before, have you?
No.
Can he wait? Good luck in getting some other mug to clean the place. Cheerio. Marlene.
And then at the end.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
You'll never hear that type of mix again.
No. It's certainly rare.
Linguistic suicide, I think, that one. Yeah. But on that note, Peter Watson's from Watson's Wi-Fi, thank you very much for your contribution today.
Thank you.